Texture rates. Hey, Tara, I'm a pharmacist and just wanted to let you know there is already a form of marijuana in a capsule called Marinol, and it is used for pain. It's available in the U.S. currently as with a prescription. Oh, that's interesting. Well, Tara, my middle daughter has multiple sclerosis. I've been sending her a bottle once a month. It helps her with sleeping and her anxiety, her moods and stress and pain stuff. It's amazing CBD oil. Now, this is why I want them to legalize it at the federal level so they can get it into the labs and really begin to isolate out the properties that are good and replace. I mean, there's potential to replace everything from Ambien, which is addictive, to Valium, to pain-killing drugs and use non-addictive, you know, alternatives. I mean, people say, but no, it's, I mean, it's fascinating what you can do with it. And I am a believer. I mean, I'll never forget in Charleston, the mom who lobbied for the cannabis, the CB oil to be legal. I mean, her just heartbreaking story. She had a daughter who would have hundreds of seizures a day. I mean, can you imagine? That'd be like torture. Poor little girl's never learned to read, hadn't been able to speak, couldn't even walk because of the seizures. And the CBD oil got her down to less than a dozen a day. I mean, it was a massive change. She began to speak, is learning to walk. So, you know, when you hear things like that, you think, wow, this is something we really need to check into. And there's no rule that says when it comes to marijuana that we have to get everybody high. I mean, once the plant tilts into the CBD side, all that means is the plant you're growing that once had THC, which gets you high, it goes into sort of being overripe almost. And guess what happens? The THC degrades and goes away, and you get CBD. And so people are just so, there's a lot of ignorance out there about that. I mean, what if you could put it into a lab? And with all of our American ingenuity, get rid of the THC. Isolate the properties that mitigate pain without addiction. Amplify them. I mean, there's so much incredible potential in this plant and in the chemicals in this plant. I don't know why it's so hard for us to just go ahead and you know, not go ahead and legalize it, at least medicinally, at least something to get it in the labs. Because, I mean, I guarantee when you look at CBD, people are like, oh, it's pot. No, it doesn't get you high. There's no rule that says that medicine made from marijuana has to have THC in it. There are so many amazing properties in that plant that just, you know, are just, it's just a shame that we can only use, you know, or for the most part, mainly use in this country, painkillers that are addictive when we have something potentially unaddictive that could replace it. I mean, what if you could take the pain-killing properties in marijuana plants, dramatically amplify them chemically in the lab, and get rid of the THC? I mean, it's just stuff nobody stops to consider. It drives me nuts. It does. I know a guy in this industry, and one of the most heartbreaking things ever is, you know, wife was dying of cancer in a tremendous amount of pain, but didn't want to be blotto out of her mind like my mom was when she died because she was on these stupid, stupid painkillers. Rob you of the final weeks of your life. That's what they do. And he had to go buy marijuana on the, you know, on the street, risking his whole career. I mean, this is just plain stupidity. Because he wanted his beloved wife to have some lucidity. I mean, that's just, it's just so, but pain, oh, don't get me started. Texter writes, THC has no addictive properties. Yes, I know. But it does, you know, it does have mind-altering properties. But again, there's no rule that says every drug made with marijuana has to have THC in it. They can remove it. I mean, I just every week that we waste not legalizing this medicinally at the federal level and getting it into the labs is just, it's another week of pain relief people could have had, sleep relief. The CBD side is excellent for sleep. Ambien is terribly addictive. Ask Tiger Woods about that. It's one of the things he checked into rehab to get off of. Yeah, ever use that? It is a nightmare. Don't ever use that stuff. No, don't. Ask or tell. I tell you what, because I did it one time. I will never do it again. Because you take it for a week, it's wonderful, you can sleep again. I have perpetual insomnia. You take it for a week, you can sleep, it's great, but guess what? By week two, it doesn't work anymore unless you take one and a half. And before you know it, you're on two. Then your doctor says, can't take it anymore, you'll get addicted, I'm taking you off it. But well, wait, how do I go to sleep? You can't. At all. For weeks. Well, again, on the CBD side of it, marijuana, low THC, it's a great non-addictive sleep relief. Again, can we take the THC out, isolate those properties? I don't know. Maybe we can. Maybe we can make a very low-dose THC. Once you go to sleep, you're just fine. You go to your corporate job the next day, and you're none the worse. And you're not addicted. It's better than an Ambien crack. That stuff is evil. Don't ever take that stuff. It's bad, bad, bad news. Why not? Why can't we try? Well, because why can't we try? It's just stupid. It's just dumb. Texter writes, as soon as the government figures out how to control and tax marijuana, it will be legalized. Texter writes, THC is the most amazing part of the plant. Without it, marijuana is only half as effective. Let's try it all. I mean, we have such great American ingenuity in our labs. I would love to see what they could do with it. It doesn't have to be Beavis and Butthead smoking a joint on the couch. It doesn't. It could be scientists in lab coats with PhDs taking a look at just one of the most amazing, I think, gifts God gave us. You look at the potential for this. It's frustrating. Now, this happens every time I bring this subject up. So many people text me, and I used it for this, I used it for that, I used it for this, for that. Look, when I saw it heal a little girl who had been on every drug we have and give her life back, I went, you know what? This is something we ought to be taking a look at scientifically. And they can't do it because they might get arrested. Let them have it. Why not?